This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote on Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after Mr. Trump's supporters' deadly storming of the Capitol building last week. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before the lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members on Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the final 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in on January 20th. A top military officer told lawmakers that officials have opened at least 25 domestic terrorism investigations into Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. That's according to a House Democrat. Five people died in the rampage through the seat of government after Mr. Trump delivered a fiery speech on Wednesday morning denouncing the November 3rd election results. Prosecutors have filed dozens of charges related to the attacks in federal and local courts. The FBI confirmed late on Sunday it had received over 40,000 digital media tips, including videos and photos from the public. Outgoing U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund told the Washington Post newspaper in an interview that the House of Representatives and Senate security officials had hamstrung his efforts to call in the National Guard ahead of Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. The Washington Post republished the report late Sunday. Sund said his supervisors were reluctant to take formal steps to put the National Guard on call, even as police intelligence suggested that the crowd President Donald Trump had invited to Washington last week to protest his defeat was probably going to become much larger than earlier demonstrations. This is VOA News. Hundreds of suspected members of Italy's most powerful mafia group, 'Ndrangheta, will face a judge this week as the country's biggest maxi trial of the past three decades gets underway. The trial against the crime syndicate and its accomplices, among them politicians, civil servants, police, and white-collar businessmen, is expected to last more than 2 years. With 355 defendants, over 900 prosecution witnesses, and 400 lawyers, the trial also features an unprecedented 58 state witnesses ready to break their code of silence, or omerta, and expose the clan's long-buried secrets. Bloomberg News is reporting that United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the five permanent members of the Security Council that he would like to stay on for a second term. Bloomberg cited two diplomats familiar with the matter. Their report added that Guterres is likely to officially inform the president of the UN General Assembly soon. Guterres, who is 71, took office as the ninth Secretary General in January 2017. For a five-year term that finishes at the end of the year. Guterres's office had no comment on the Bloomberg report. Marriott International, the world's largest hotel company, and the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association said Sunday they will suspend donations to U.S. lawmakers who voted last week against certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Five people lost their lives, including a police officer, when supporters of President Trump stormed the Capitol on Wednesday in an attempt to disrupt the formal recognition of his election defeat. J.P. Morgan Chase said on Sunday it will pause all contributions from its Political Action Committee for at least the next 6 months. In a related development, a spokesperson for U.S. digital payments company Stripe Incorporated says the country will stop processing payments for Mr. Trump's campaign website following the riot. Indonesian aviation authorities said Sunday they had located the two black boxes from the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. Speaking to reporters, the head of Indonesia's Transport Safety Agency said that divers hope to retrieve the black boxes soon. The devices contain recordings of cockpit voice and flight data. They could help officials understand why the Boeing 737-500 with 62 people on board crashed into the Java Sea. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency confirmed earlier that wreckage had been found from the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.